Hello and welcome back to another edition of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse alongside Noah Cassidy on this Thursday edition. And we've been going through some drinks this week, Noah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some more.
So I got six more. I got three today and I'll do my final three tomorrow. And so to start us off, which country do you think drinks the most sparkling water?
Sparkling water. You know, I haven't even got a guess, really.
A small hint is you actually guessed it yesterday on beer, but was wrong.
Germany.
So I don't know why. Maybe they just like their fizzy drinks because they do drink quite a bit of beer over there as well. But Germany drinks the most sparkling water in the world, and it's a sugar-free, lightly flavored, bubbly drink that I guess they just kind of, I don't know, they just drink a whole lot of it. There's not really a full reason on why, but they do increase by double digits compared to the U.S. drinking
They like their sparkling water.
So they definitely like their sparkling water a lot. Next up, what country drinks the most Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola. Ooh,
this is hard because
I don't know.
So it's Mexico.
Okay.
Mexico also was in the water, so I guess they drink a whole lot of bottled water as well as a whole lot of Coca-Cola.
They just like their drinks in general.
They just like
no
the drink
it is.
There.
Well, it's hot down there. They got to stay
refreshed. That's true. Got to stay refreshed.
Stay
not technically hydrated with the Coca-Cola, yeah. I guess, but refreshed and hydrated. Yep, Coca-Cola and Pepsi have been a long competition between each other, and especially in the U.S., but around the world, Coca-Cola is the most popular soft drink, and according to the most recent data, Mexico does have the world's top Coca-Cola consumed per capita, which is 745 cans per year per person.
That's over two a day.
That's insane. Yeah. So they drink a lot of Coca-Cola over there. And the last one is soy milk.
Soy milk.
Yeah, I don't even know if I ever drank soy milk, but soy milk is China.
Okay.
Which I guess kind of makes sense a little bit, in my opinion. So it is it's an alternative to dairy products. It's kind of like almond or oat milk, mm-hmm. but soy milk is increasing in popularity, and no country consumes more per year, than China. They consume an average of 17 liters each year per resident. So they drink a lot of soy milk, especially for milk, 17 liters a year. So there you go.
Well, there's three more drinks, and what country drinks the most of them? We'll finish that out tomorrow, but first we got my Did You Know fact of the day. So did you know, of course, we know the sun is big, right?
I mean, it's huge.
And it's more prevalent now these days in the summer when it's beaming on us and really heating it up.
Right.
But how big? 1 million Earths could fit inside the sun. 1 million.
I mean, I knew it was much larger, but that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a massive
ball
massive
of light.
Ball
just a
of
huge
just, of heat and light.
Oh my goodness, 1 million Earths would fit inside the sun.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
That's insane to think about.
Well, that's our Did You Know fact of the day. Come on back tomorrow, Friday, for our final Did You Know segment of the week, and it's sure to be another dandy.